As we turn the calendar page again, turn to the Steffes Group for auctions you won't want to miss. Like the February 11th land auction in Ardoch, North Dakota. 163 plus acres of land you can farm this spring. Contact Max Steffes. Bidding opens February 11th. How about a half section of Barnes County farmland near Nome? Bidding opens February 12th. And there's over 300 acres of Traverse County farmland near Wheaton, Minnesota. For details, contact the crew at steffesgroup.com.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to the KMOT Ag Expo at the Legacy Seeds booth. I'm Mick Kerr. He is Chris Aarhus. Obviously a Scandinavian name there.
Very much so, Mick. Yes. Very much so.
And they named a town after you in Denmark, I believe.
They did. My family actually emigrated from the village of Aarhus Brekhus in Norway.
Okay. So it's different than Aarhus in Denmark.
A little bit, but I wonder if the village came from, when they named the village, it came from Denmark
be, yeah.
or something along those lines. But my family is Norwegian, largely.
So. It is our house? Is that what it is?
Or yeah, that's the kind of the translation. Yeah. The old school used to be Aarhus, and then it kind of changes over time, and I guess I say Aarhus now.
So. Yeah, well, it's John's son, and Ole's son became Olsen. And
my wife is a Johnson, so, it's a lot of Scandinavian between us.
Hey, all righty. Well, North Dakota Farmers Union has been out on the tip of the spear of the mental health crisis in agriculture, and it is something very serious. And you have you've teamed up with LSS and some other resources, NDSU Extension. What's the response been?
I think the response has been that they're proud to see our farm organization take a lead on this. We were talking about this 2 years ago, and there's a lot more talk now about it than there was 2 years ago when we started. And so I think that's definitely a credit to our farmers and ranchers who are more willing to talk about it. And, maybe a little credit to us for getting that conversation going.
Yeah. Are you finding that farmers are willing to either go seek out a mental health professional, or have a web visit, and are farmers asking for help? Because usually farmers don't ask for help unless they ask for help combining, isn't it?
They certainly don't want to ask for help. I think what you really see is it kind of peppered in conversations. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, how'd spring's work go, how'd fall's work go, and if you can fit it in somewhere there, how you doing? And you talk a little bit about your situation. Without farmers don't like sharing details about their situation, but if a neighbor can share, if you can get somebody to just open up to a neighbor and just keep that conversation ongoing. You don't have to learn it all at once, but if you can just go back there in a week and see how you doing and catch up with them and keeping everything together all right, and and kind of empathize a little bit with them, I think those are the things that move this conversation forward. It's not always about a farmer just break down and, call a hotline. And when that happens, that's great, because that's a direct way to get help immediately. But I think more so you see them peppered into conversations in the local cafe or in the field or those kind of situations where you can just fit it in here and there.
Yeah, that's a great analogy a farmer doesn't want to pull up into the yard, jump out and say, hey, hello, I'm here to inquire about your mental health and and the emotional health too. No, you just come over, start, visit, be neighborly, and maybe to do exactly how you'd like all of the seed and chemical salesmen to act.
That's right.
And be like you'd want them to be.
Yep, and farmers and ranchers can certainly have those discussions because, they are all neighborly. Mm-hmm. They want to talk to each other and visit with each other and ask each other how they're doing. And sometimes those things don't come up as much as they should. And I think they're coming up more.
Yeah. Get it into the conversation after you've kind of warmed them up a little bit.
Absolutely.
All right. So, and again, the resources that are available, you've teamed up with LSS.
LSS, NDU Extension, we've done a lot of work on. We have a community relations specialist, Brandon Delvo, who works he is the guy on this on our end. He can talk a lot about it, and he's excellent. He goes to meetings all across the state to make sure that it's in the public eye, that mm-hmm. people are understanding that it's still a problem, and just trying to get on the other side of this thing.
Yeah. Well, because even if we lose one more, that's one too many, and we've already lost too many farmers who just think that this is the way to solve a temporary problem.
And it's so devastating to families,
oh,
communities.
My.
You know, it's just people, certainly the burden they shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, think about generations before them that went through the Great Depression. If your grandfather made it through the Great Depression and he kept the farm,
yeah.
and something happens, and, you know, maybe the Great Depression was worse than it is now, but you're not able to keep the farm, you feel like you let your family down. You feel like you let generations down. That burden is so, it's so heavy on your shoulders. It creates some problems. And certainly, you know, farmers and ranchers they work hard, and they don't want to go to any steps like that.
Yeah.
But it's just it's so taxing on their mind.
Yeah. Well, at the beginning of our visit, we talked about Scandinavia, and whether it's Germany or Russia, wherever, most of us are here because of what happened in Western Europe between 1860 and 1910. There was like 50% unemployment. It was bad. The farm, you know, the whole economy was, and they made it through. They decided to forge a new path, and they did. Yeah.
Yep. And it's worth noting, they did make it through. They understood that don't go for a permanent fix to the temporary problem, as
yeah.
it's often stated.
Right.
They didn't go that route. They made it through, and they came out on the other side. Farmers and ranchers, you can come out on the other side too.
Yeah, make your ancestors proud of you.
That's
so
right.
Do the right thing. All righty. So I didn't get a chance to ask anybody about the Precision Ag Summit you had
sure.
last week. Big turnout again, I would assume.
Yeah. We were really happy with the presenters and the turnout and the people that showed up and took in a lot of great information. There was really from all ends of the spectrum for Precision Ag. I think the one thing people really like about that summit is we managed to feature something, and then you also get this broad intake of Precision Ag about where it is today and where it's going.
Where is it going? Because we've started 25 years ago already with Auto Steer,
yeah.
and now things are so different and better.
Yeah. So, you know, the areas...
And more expensive.
Of course. It always gets more expensive.
Yeah.
Right? So the areas of, you know, mapping and those situations, more GPS, certainly that's a situation in which you see farmers and ranchers embracing that, and that's great. The big question seems to be, what is Precision Ag? Is Auto Steer Precision Ag? Well, it was, but now
yeah.
more in-depth Precision Ag guys might say it's not Precision Ag anymore.
Yeah.
So where does it go from that? How detailed, how precise does Precision Ag get?
Well, now we got phone apps where you can, and with, Climate Field View, you know your nitrogen component of every square inch of your field.
Yeah, and all this stuff is to certainly help farmers rely less on manpower, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so how long is it before we get it so that, you know, one farmer can basically take care of it and do it all and so quick and
autonomously.
Know, yeah. You
even,
know, it's
yeah.
it's not something that anybody wants to see in terms of, you know, you don't want to see less people on the farm, but it's a reality
mm-hmm.
and it has to be dealt with.
All right. Other things that Farmers Union has got their fingers in that you are proud of?
Well, we're really proud to see USMCA signed today. I think that's good to get that whole chapter closed, get the language updated and stuff. Would have loved to see COOL in there. It was not. That's disappointing. But overall, you know, just updating the language from where it was. It signed in the mid-90s. Think how far technology has come since then.
Yeah.
You know, to get that language updated. And so
right.
that's something I think we can all be proud of.
Well, I got a minute to go here, but last Friday the court ruled in favor of a farmers union, National Corn Growers, and renewable fuels. You know, the small refinery exemptions were bad.
Yeah, for three refineries.
Yeah.
And so We think that those have to be exceptions. You can't grant them as often as they have been granting them, and we were really happy to see the federal court agree with us on that.
All right. Well, again, Farmers Union taking the torch and running with it, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Mick.
All right. Chris Aarhus of North Dakota Farmers Union. And if folks want more resources on the Bootstraps program and getting some mental health resources, what's the best way?
You can log onto our website, ndfu.org.
Gotcha. Thank you, Chris, for the work you do.
Thank you.
You bet.